Okay. Okay, yesterday we were discussing the halach of sal mitzarif. That even if you had a small isa, and then you baked it, and now you put it into a sal, it's mitzarif if you have a shear. So you need the gia also in the sal. So it's interesting to note that there are a whole slew of rishonim that say that sal mitzarev is only if it's fresh right out of the oven and now it's hot and now you put in a sal, that's mitzarev. But if you made challahs last week and they've been in the fridge and now you're taking them out and now you want to put them in a sal mitzarev, that doesn't do anything. And that's a whole bunch of rishonim who say like that. So let's see in the Or Zeruah here on page 3. In the Or Zeruah in Hilchos Challah says so he has a, let's see. Let's see where this, Vareisi. Paragraph Tibur Maskil Vareisi on page 3. Vareisi Kosu B'Shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rav Osher. The Hadomer Rav Eliezer Shasal Mitzarfen Haynu Sherada Min Hatonor the Nasa Masal Ba'odam Chamin. That's what Sal is Mitzarfen. In other words, you just took it out of the tonor freshly baked. It's interesting, you know, I grew up my mother is from Sephardic descent. We're Turkish Jews from and my grandfather passed away, so her mother, my mother's mother, lived with us in the house, and they would speak Ladinos to each other. So there's a phrase that they would use, masa cayente. Masa is Loshon Isa, and cayente means when it's hot. Because you have to do it when the dough is hot, meaning don't procrastinate. Do it now, when the dough is hot. That was like a phrase, masa cayente, masa Loshon Isa. The cayente is hot. So it reminds me that of this that phrase when we speak about this Or Zeruah. That
striking with the iron is hot.
Yeah, so that was the Spanish phrase. They talk in terms of Isa, you know, when the dough is hot. You know. So Isa comes from Hashem Rabbeinu Yitzchak. The Hadamar Rabbi Lezer Shasal Mitzarf and Haidu Sherodim in Atonor. He took it out of the Tonor. V'notzim L'sal Ba'odim Chamin. Lo Pizra B'karka. But he didn't put it on the ground yet. But once you like put it on the ground and it cooled off already, it's not mitzarif anymore for the sal. Haroda. That's the lashon. Haroda means you just took it out. What do you have to say haroda? Just say haofer. Roda means yimamish just took it out. You know, ridias hapas. Chokmah even ain't a malacha. You shovel it out. It's nice, huh? So it makes a lot of sense. This, you know, that the roda, you know, is what the Gemara was talking about. But he says, "Ain dover zeh bar samcha." But maybe not. He says, "Dagatani haroda v'nosin l'sal mashru the roda v'achar nosha nosin l'sal." Ain da lokatani roda l'tocha sal. He says, no, maybe, but I still think it's a good deal. Even though he says, if you really want to say it, you should say, Harodo Tochasal. But okay, but that's the, I guess it's a type of, was the ikadinim of tziruf is, you know, it's when in the leisha stage. In other words, tziruf later on, it's already after this man chiyuv already. It's after, you know, I mean, you could still say it, but it's as far to say that it's only if it's, so it's not, you know, with the isa, you know, it's not, but you just took it out, but it's still hot. That's like, you know, it's like the, it's ke'ilu, it's like in the isis form. You know, it's freshly baked. That's what the Urzarua said in the beginning. Look at the chinuch, the sefer chinuch. It's interesting, the sefer chinuch in mitzvah shin pei hei. It says, Shamati mipi mori, yesh omrim, dafkim shenosan apas min atoner, l'chli sheyesh lo beis kibul dafkim. So as you put it right in the kli, if you took it out. Aval hiniach osok sheol yotziyo min atoner, al gabe luach o al karka, biko mokom sheyin lo toch, afu pi shenosan lo akarkim min asal, far nifter mechala. Zel she omru haroda v'nosin asal. Etc. So the chinuch has this as well. Then the Rabbeinu David. I remember I first came here to YU in 1978, MTA, and I was in Rabbi Yagid's year, and we were learning Pesachim that year, and then that was the time that the Chidushi Rabbeinu David was printed. I mean, this is Madur Shlishi Shestoshin Mendal, but I was in a shir a couple years before that, and I remember him telling us, this is not Rabbi David Lifshitz, this is the Rabbeinu David, the Talmud of the Ramban, But it's a chashiv to be a Talmud of the Ramban. It's not bad, right? So the Rabbeinu David of Pesachim, and you know who was worked on it? Avraham Shoshana. So Avraham Shoshana was a Telzer. Okay? And Avraham Shoshana is a mechutin with my sixth grade Rebbe, Rav Shaul Ravner, Zatzal. Rav Shaul Ravner was my first Gemara Rebbe in Yeshiva Flatbush in sixth grade. He has a famous son in the Passaic, Rav Shmuel Ravner, who teaches in the Yeshiva there in Passaic. But he was my Rebbe. You see, in those days, you know, the Rebbeim, we had European Rebbeim. It's before, you know, modern orthodoxy produced. So my eighth grade Rebbe was the Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Wasserman in Yeshiva Flatbush, from Avraham Gansvi. And my sixth grade Rebbe had an audience with the Brisker Rav, with Rav Elvel. So he's a mechutin with Rav Avraham Shoshana of Telz. And Rav Avraham Shoshana put out Rishonim. He puts out Rishonim with footnotes, you know. So he put out on the Rabbeinu David.
My mother told me the same thing. She went to Yeshiva Flatbush. She said, we had the real thing. You have today.
No, you also went, right? Yeah. Yeah, so that was... You were elementary also?
Yeah.
You see, I never knew Joel Braverman. I didn't know Joel Braverman.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Grade 7. Hey, there, alone. Yeah, okay. It's... Hey there, Loma Shaf, Rabbi Lezer Lo Omer Hasal Mitzarfen, Elok Shenoslim as a pas besal the Shas Yitzi also Minatonor. Shasal Gomer Bimlech as a pas. That's like the end of it. It's Kolzman that it's hurt. You know, that's the Gemara Melacha. Then it's already it's the Melech as a pas anymore. It's pas, but it's not the Melech as a pas. And the Zman Siruf is during the Melech as a pas. Shalidei chibur misal heim mashpichos. No, it's still getting mashpich. Right. So that's what... So he says it also. And then the Maram Kalava. I remember that when I was in Rabbi Yagashir, that's the first time, that year, that was the first time I heard of the Maram Kalava on Pesachim. So it's interesting, this Maram Kalava edition was put out with footnotes from Rabbi Gabriel Sinner, who writes the Nitte Gabriel, who I'm friendly with. He told me that sometimes people say to him, you know, you used to write the more Lubdish for him, now he writes the Halacha. You know, some people wanted him to maybe go back to write, well, you know, he wrote, so he put out the Maram Kalava, the Rabbi Gabriel Sinner, who is a Rav in Brooklyn. In fact, he just wrote a long tshuva about pro-vaccination, and he called me up, Talmud called me up, that I should get somebody from YU to translate it in English, because he wanted to disseminate the tshuva, so he got it. Leon Stoller, he translated it to English, the thing. So the Maram Kalava also speaks about this. What does he say? Here, the last line, Neil. Why are first Kala Basal? Basal Rishon Sharadol Sochem Ba'odokham to have a Ke'en Gemar. And then he quotes other, you know, shitas as well. So, but as I said, we'll see. I mean, even though you have all these Rishonim, it doesn't mean that they're going to win at the end of the day. Because, you know, these Rishonim are Russian people, but in the halacha world, if you're not the Rambam or the Rosh, you know, or the Rif, you know, then you know, that's a whole discussion in the, you know, how what's the effect of the newer Rishonim on, you know, the famous comment from the Chazanish, what should we do with all the Rishonim and the Gniza? He says, you know, leave it there. You know, he wasn't into... Others have, you know, like the Avni Nezer has several tshuvas where he writes that if the Beis Yosef would have seen this Rishon or this Girsa, he would have said differently. And therefore he says we should pass it differently. You know, Avni Nezer is very into that. So it's a different, you know, mahalach. So look at the Shultos. The Shultos. Rabbi Moshe Tendler should live me well. In his shul, he learns with the Baal, I don't know if he used to, still, learns with the Baal Batin Friday night between Mincha and Kabbalah Shabbat, learns Shultas. Not too many Rabbanim do that, this man is there. And the Shultas is, you know, the old school. You know, not reading all these newfangled things, they'll learn Shultas. So he says, Amar Rav Yosef. Hadi Noshi Didan Nohog Lemefa Kepiza Bepischa. Right, they bake a little small amounts. Amale Abaye Haichumra Dosim Dekulu Mafkale Michala. Right, in other words, this is the Gemara says, if you can make little pieces, then you're not going to have a Shir Chala. So he says, no, we'll follow Rebbe Lezer. This non Rebbe Lezer Omer Harodach. Look at what Rebbe Lezer said, how he has it. Haroda paschama. Rabbi says, Haroda paschama. Venose lasal, hasal matzarfam. So not just stam pas. Haroda paschama. In other words, they would make it, they didn't want it to be machmit, so they made small things.
The fact that you're
both
of Mechala is not
a kula
as such.
No, yeah, it is a kula, because meaning you're not mechayv yourself a kala.
Is that
I don't know. Maybe that's the question. You might try to mafkia yourself from mitzvahs.
Like this?
Yeah, that's the...
Like the Tano or the Amara was mafkia himself in sukkah.
It sits here. The Gemara says, "Even Rischa, when Hashem is angry,
he was that time he was mafkia himself from
By doing what?
He found some way to avoid sitting in the sukkah.
Yeah. Okay, you have to look it up. Okay, looking at Tziv. So the Tziv says, the kolpanim mabur, the fact that kolzim yabuchem lechem ha'arts, the shas lechem gamkin z'man chiyuv, you know, the shas k'man malachem vultziv sal, achar z'man merubim. Harod v'nusim sal, rabbein hosim v'etig halon, rode paschama, dafka paschama. Imagine it was that big Rashi, and he says, that Rashi says, because the Rashi in Nida, he said, look at Rashi in Nida. Hasal mitzaf l'chalak sherodim min hatonah. You see, so Rashi and Ida is also mashma. Yeah, it's not as explicit. So he wants to say that, you know, why does he have to say Rodavana, you know, that he means to say the same thing. But he says that the Rosh is mashman not that way. See, one Rosh is gonna take hold of all these Rishonim. One Rosh is gonna counter. You know. So what does the Rosh say? So let's see. The Rashi you want to see is on the Nidah of Ches here in the next page. Asal mitzarfim sherodim min hatonah. So let's look in the Russian Beitza. He says, "Ma shenogu b'Pesach laniach kol matzos b'chli ach echad b'shas hafroshes chalo." He says, "They would put the matzos in a kli."
Before baking.
What?
Not before baking.
We'll see in a second. Not mishum to be in a mukav, but mishum to nogu with meifel kapiza kapiza b'shesach shem chimutz. Right? As the minig was, the Gemara says to have little pieces, because you have one big piece, it'll take longer to bake, and therefore there'll be a shail of chibutz. So they would bake little pieces. So he says, and then b'shas hafrasha, mishum chibutz. Imayam afish chala kodum shetzifim b'kli, lo miftari b'hachi. So what is he saying to Tziv from this Rosh? From this Rosh, he's mashma. Yeah. So he's saying like this, that they would do it. He says, they would do kapiza kapiza, and then b'shas hafrasha, they would put in, and b'shem shenogel meifel kapiza kapiza pesa, b'shem chimas. And they have mafish chala kodem shetzir from b'kli, lo miftari b'hachi, because it's not chayiv, it doesn't have a shear. V'im yavo acharkach, lidei tziruf. In other words, so they do it right away, they do it right away at the Shas. When do they do it? The Shas HaFrashas Kalo. They do it right away. And you're claiming what? V'yom mafish kala kodem shetzirfa b'kli lo miftri b'hachi v'im yavo achakach l'dei tzirf v'skai b'chala v'kol pera. They say that because later on achakach they put them together. Which, what do you mean achakach? Achakach means sometime in the future. If these matzahs, because we want to right away, they're made in little amounts, not to have, we're going to put them in the, now, and then they put them in a kli, to the tzarf. He says, therefore, because if we don't do it now, and we do it later, and they come l'idechit l'idechirif, so it's going to be chayiv, and you're going to forget to do it. You need tevel. So his diak is that it's a harcha, so sometime in the future. So it's mashu for sure. It's a harcha, I mean sometime in the future. You're ready. In other words, you're going to do it right now. I don't know, before the when it's Issa, you said Issa maybe even after. But if you don't do it now, and mitzarf it now, so what's going to happen? So you won't take challah, and then sometime in the future, it might be mitzurf together in a sal, and then you'll forget to take it. So the tzivdiyik is by the fact that that it says that there could be tzirif achakach is mashra that he didn't hold from this whole thing about cham. That's what the tziv is. That was his deal. Let's see the Rambam now. Because these are the people that win in halacha. You know, so you get I think it's I like the shita about the I like the shita about you know Kham. I think it makes a lot of sense. But let's see what the Rambam said. Also, Lodom Lachas Yisrael Pachas Pachas V'Gashir. Now, you're not supposed to make an Issa Dachta Pachas V'Gashir. In the Chodom Achal. And Lach Mishkala Mi'Issa Shih Pchus V'Gashir Lotha Plum. Rei Chulim Shehoi. So, also Issa Pchus V'Gashir V'Alpha V'Nosu Napas L'Sal. Because of Alpha Pas Acheres V'Nosu L'Sal. In Kavitz Vitzal Shechala Hasal Vitzal Vitzal Mafir Shechal Menapas. So it's Mashu that he did it, and then later on he baked another one. So it's pretty clear for the Rambam that it's not that it's hot that when it's happening. But he did one pachas v'kashir, then he baked another one. The chazar v'afa. No. Equally. The chazar v'afa. So it means he made one thing that was pachas v'kashir. Then chazar v'afa, now he makes another. Yeah, same Easter, new Easter, it doesn't matter. So how long does it take to offer? It takes, I don't know. By then, you see that it's not a kepeda that it's happening. It's happening right away. Right? It's happening right away. And he clearly doesn't say that it's cham and fakir. It's matter of a chakach.
I mean, so you first can make one kolo today, one kolo tomorrow, one kolo in a month from now.
And then
all these cookies in a year from now end up in
one bag.
Then you're kind
of yeah, exactly.
Is it interesting because having power? Meaning, if the ikar time is just pizza, like how can you come back?
Yeah. So you should be. Like the all those other Rishonim. That's
I think if it's from the same pizza,
then you could hear.
Yeah, Then I could hear it, even though it was afterwards, but it started out to say Yisro.
Right, right. But then this is in the Salma Tzarek, even the
Grand Yisro. Right, then you don't need Salma Tzarek, it's Yisro.
That, well, that's what we saw yesterday, the Lechem. The Lechem is another Shas.
Unlimited liability.
Well, not well, I'm afraid it'll be called now. But you're saying, you're uneasy with the concept that a chiv could set in a year later. You put it in the freezer, and now you're taking it out, and you're putting it in...
Let's say everyone comes and delivers you, you make a shalach manos. Everyone comes and gives you...
Yeah. Well, they talk about shalach manos. You had pachas, and then they want to make a nice big shalach manos. And they throw things in.
This is like for 20 different people. And it happens that each one made one little batch of cookies. But it comes on your
table.
On your tray. So now...
Yeah, I mean, it could be that it's also a question of a different time and a different, you know... Questions that have to be the same. Okay, we'll see. But let's say, in other words, you made challahs. And, you know, same type of challahs. And now you put it in... Yeah, unlimited. So if you say like the other Rishonim, it's only Mitzarev, B'shas, that is Cha, when you're taking it out. That's not unlimited, that's very limited.
This one is
limited. Right, yeah, and that's the one that ultimately you're going to postulate like because the Rambam is the Rambam, and he gets precedence over the Maram Chalava. I don't know if the Beis Yosef had a Maram Chalava.
Okay. Again,
you have a Maram Chalava.
You're still putting it in like in the basket, right, in the salad right after it's big. It's not like you're slowly sitting in the freezer for a few months and then this sounds very push in the salad start with
right. So we have to look at the Rav Olim now from the Sephardic community. 1834. Yosef Chaim, Ben Ishchaim. So he has a very interesting tshuva, the Rav Olim.
Who is this Rav Olim?
He's Rav Yosef Chaim.
Yeah.
The Ben Ish Chai.
Oh yeah.
The Ben Ish Chai. So Shaila Lamed Vav. So the Rav Pa'olim in Chelek Dalet She'ela Lamed Vav. So he discusses this. The Shalti Ben Amos Chachamim Dvar Chala Shekosu Baran Himnosan Al Tavla Einim Tzdarfin Rav Chaim Falaji Tzidim Sefer Apirin Shlomo Sefer Chidach L'Ra'ol, right? Some people assume there's a Dover Poshet that the Ra'or wrote the Sefer Chinuch. So some people write Sefer Chinuch Ra'or. Today we're like, we consider it a Suffolk who wrote the Sefer Chinuch. But some Achronim just always write, you know, Sefer Chinuch Ra'or. Sasa Shoshamim Morva Sha'omru Sha'arodim Lasal Eli Im Shas Ridi Eben Nosin Lasal. When Sha'otim Natonor Nosin Lasal Al Gaviluach Avon Pisha Nosol Achach Masal Kvar Niftar Mechala. So he says, look what he writes. The second line, page 17. Hinei Uzel Dover Chodesh. Mean, Shalo Biaru HaPoskim. I mean, in other words, we never heard of this if they didn't have all these Rishonim. And all the Rishonim that we didn't have, like the Rabbeinu David. I told you, when I started high school, that's when the Rabbeinu David made its appearance. It just came out. We learned Pesachim. That was like a big thing. The Rebbeinu David, and everyone was excited that this new Rishon came out. So he says, well, the Or Zeruah, he says, has it, even though he didn't like it. And he writes, Eim Dover Zebar Samcha. Right? And then he says, the Shultus. So he says, there are... You know, Ufi Divir Shilton Kiman Kulam Shavim Matovin Nivrod Nifas Matovin Nivra Aluach Yochachach Enasal Matarki.
So he says, what do we do in Baghdad? Oh, the Iranu Baghdad. Nogim Bafias Amatis Kodim Pesach Sharodim Atona Ogabim Bachsel Samnachas Otsvas Atona Adshi Istandim.
So what we do is, we wait. We don't put it in a sal until it cools off. When we take it out of the oven, we keep it on wherever, the machzelis, the mat, the chakach manichim was so the sal. He says, Sarach lo mishanogu al pi svaras harambam patur, the gam kien gav nasal mitzarfun. Okay, yogid lo no das malasas v'shul ha-bracha. So what is he saying? That the road to Matano Gavin Machzel, some Nechus Fas Atano Ashit Stano, the Chakak Manichim was on the Sal. So if Lomo Shanogo, peace verse Harambam, Tatur, the Gamke Kav Nasam Tarkon, Ake Yagi Lano Das, Mam Asos, the Shvil Habracha, the Sophic Brachas Lahaka. So that was the question. In other words, if we hold, they did it, they put it in when it cooled off, but if you hold like the Rambam, it's so it says, was they weren't makpid, because they hold like the Rambam, it could be mitzarif later. So they were holding like the Rambam that you can make it tzarif later. But then you make it suffic brachas, because according to all those other Rishonim, they're not mitzarif. So that was the tshuva, that was the shiloh they asked the Bet Ish Chai. Fascinating. That was the shiloh they asked the Bet Ish Chai. In other words, what do we do now? In other words, you're saying we follow the Rambam, but what about the, should it be at least a Sufik Brachos? If according to the Sefer Chinuch and the Ra'ah, I mean and the Shiltas and the Rozua, it's all a Brachol of Atala. So Tshuva. Hey, Emes, the Ika, the Sefer, the Ibu Shalatim, and Atonu, Son, Al-Gabi, Karka, Halvish, and Asar, Karka, Tosonu, Tur, Menachala. But he says, Michal Mokum, Etzleinu, Po, Baghdad, Aminik, Boro, Poshur, Karambam, Umavork. Aminik is like, we're Rambam people. I don't care, you should show me 100 Rishonim that say it's a Brachel of Atola, that you're not Chayiv, I don't care. I'm Rambam. You know, there's some people that came on in. You know, it was brought down, someone wrote an article, Jewish Observer once, came on in, the Kaddish. The Chayechon, the Yomechon, the Chayeh, the Ramosha, Bar Maimon. You know? Yeah, so that's, a real Rambam person. It would make life much easier if you're just a Rambam person, Yeah, okay, but if you're a Rambam person, it doesn't matter. In the West Side, institutional. Yeah, sure. We were talking about, and they still have the Maturgim.
Yeah.
Like any one
person.
Yeah, this is your...
Right.
We're trying to make a kugel of everybody. Show us the pot. Yeah. He says, look, he says like this, and this is, I put it, he says, Yadua shakol davar sheyesh lo minag borer. Listen to the key line here, sir. Anytime there's a minag borer, afo pi sheyesh po machlokas, ain't choshen l'sofek brachos.
You have the same idea about what's considered when you have make a brachos run of like a when it desires it.
You hold like the cosmonation. Shekodim haregel, they shonim v'shonim v'seinu v'seinu, lasos kein, ulevarech. V'gam al minag yarkodesh, sh'alti v'michtov, v'shikin sh'nogim yarkodesh, v'anichem v'chakech v'kuli, v'mchasi v'sob v'varchem. V'yish ha'ashkenaz v'nutorim v'tarfem v'pi ha'toner, דאַכט נאָך נאָך גיימו צאַר פאַר קאַקע. רוז דער פאַרסן פיאַטאָר און וואַרחלעם. די נײַן דער וואס Matov yaseh latzmo. Yamarim yirtzeh adam lasos milin de chasiduso. He says, "Ein lecha dover ba'olam she'ein bo machlokas." V'yevshon hatzeis yidei chov alim v'duchu yalma. Said Ram Mekabe in Yonim dibu dover puk chazim ayam advar rachzor she'yev minag yadua v'amitz kachama bar. And he says, "Asher hu gadli sheyesh chacham echad b'shamo zos hasvara b'sviyelo shelo yoyel hatzir v'fakarkach v'nav la'atzmo l'hotzi chala b'lo bracha." Because the tzir v'lo took place after it cooled off, so this chacham echad didn't want to make a bracha. Chara hamechilo lo kivin yofim v'zel lasos hamitzvah b'lo bracha. Yeah, I was recently, there was a situation of. Pidyon HaBen, there was some suffering, and I held they should make a bracha, and somebody else said, there is a concept of suffering brachas, but the question is, something, just because there's a shita out there doesn't mean making it suffering. You know, not everything that everyone comes up with, you know, okay, this is chashur rishon, but the maisa, you know, Beis Yosef didn't have them. And he says, and he quotes from the Tzvur Shor. He says, "Mutav sheyachnis adam atzmo b'safek bracha she'ena tzricha, b'lo yasa ha-mitzvah b'lo bracha." Yeah, I'll show you in a second. In other words, I'll show you what it means in a second. Yeah. And then he quotes the Hebrew Shela, Mir Barash, he did that. Okay. What's the Simla Chadasha? What does he say? The Simla Chadasha in Yoredeya, Simin Shachat, Tzach Bein Shchita L'Shchita. If you talked between, you're shechting a bunch of things, you talked between one Shchita and another, the Dabba She'enim Tzarcha Shchita, Afil Mila Achas, Yesh Machlovs Bera Poskim, in Tzarek Bracha Cheres Olam. Right? In other words, you're checking 10, what? You're a Shulchan, right?
Yeah, big fan of the Tzarek.
You what?
Big fan of the Tzarek.
Yeah, okay. This man is a Shulchan, a Soifer, and Do you do Gassus yet or not yet?
Yeah, I learned Gassus doing Nikodim.
You what?
I learned Gassus doing Nikodim.
Yeah, you're doing Nikodim. Maybe you've checked the Behemah Gassus.
Yeah, a whole bunch.
A whole bunch, okay. Yeah, I know we had so many talented people here. You know.
I need more work in Pidikas Reyes. I'm very confident when I check, but I think I still want more from there before I.
Okay, and then you'll service your. Okay. Yeah, you'll see. So, Sach Mashchita L'Shchita, B'dovah Shein M'tzarech L'Shchita, Fil Mila Achas, Yesh Machlokas B'ra Poskim, Im Tzarech Brocha Acheres Olo. Im Tzarech L'Zosh Olo Tzarech Klau. Good. So then he says, now look here on page 20. In Irish Asach, he spoke, Nirali K'dei L'Hotzi Nashor V'Tlukta, Yasiach Daito Me'ashchita, right? There was, so, but if it's a suffix, because you talk, so it's a question whether you have to make a brach on the next chicken, so then go take a walk. Make a hefsek. Then you come back and it'll be chayiv for sure. Oh, but look at the Tzvur Shor. You have the Korah, also the harbos with brachos, but here, well, who says you're allowed to do that? There's this idea that people take a walk around the block, you know, Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, but Shal Shudas, so
to have the meal, then they talk around. Who says you're allowed to do that? In other words, you made a bracha shevet tzricha. But more clearly, the hechad to eat is fakel. On the tefillah, asir daito. Avogav, yeah, sharam lo lo vashtal kakot, ki macha bro bevees ha-knesses, vikav bo fom lo yapsar, asir vetalas kakot lo gadol, sholo lo bevees ha-knesses, gam lo yarosho, asir atzmo lo tzorok, sholo yikava lo bracha kinu, kei stabi yikai lo bracha kakot lo bevees ha-knesses, vizem lo hayo lo vashtal achar tefillah, shod is dam lo sikha. Or as he said, the Rambam, it's an unbelievable thing, he says, that the, and the Rambam, whichever Rishon is, Rabbeinu Meir, to a certain Rishon, he only put on his talis cotton after Shul. Why? Because a lot of times he would put his talis cotton on, and then he'd put his talis gadol on right after, and there was no hefsek. So the question whether he should make a separate bracha. But he came home from Shul, and he said, get Shabbos to his wife, and he said hello to him, and this one. So then, it wasn't he was making a hefsek. That's life, that you're going to speak. So then, he had no problem doing it. But to make a hefsek, that he wouldn't do. On the Dafi Bokum should have stopped the bracha, he says, Lo ratza ligrom bracha with the hefsek hadas. But he wouldn't, but he says like this. But look what he writes now on page 22. He says, but look what he says here. He says, Aval, on 22 on the left side first. Huva kodem birka sakisoi. Lo yasich daito. Shem chuyu v'levarach v'chassas v'yad. Yeah. Look on page 21. Misha berach l'shchita yudal. V'gam shchita on l'shchod. V'ekodu kisei b'lachas kisei. So the question is, could he, does the kisei make a hefsek? So he says, I'm back on page 22. Avogav shalaisi that misveka yesh lasich daito l'chayv atzmo v'yir l'varach hainu mishum da'odiv tvei l'achnis atzmo b'sofik brocha she'edu tzricha b'l'achnis atzmo b'sofik sholo yivarach b'locha b'tzark brocha b'svaruhu gabasi v'hich n'odom atzmo v'aday l'brocha she'edu tzricha u'bal limonach hainu omer lo tase b'lo brocha klal kadei sholo tichashol b'isur b'hamar b'brocha z'ze v'aday erokein ha'ma tvei chomri einu v'varach klal migorim brocha. So that's his yisod, that it's better to be gorem a bracha that maybe is bracha shenet tzricha than doing a mitzvah without a bracha. Because doing a mitzvah without a bracha is not a proper thing. I mean, the Rav, you know, even without Rav Soloveitchik, you know, is a big thing of matir. The bracha is the matir, everything is a matir. Even if you don't say you need a matir, you know, it's tam, it's takonis chachamim, that the proper way of doing a mitzvah is with a bracha. So that is... So on the other hand, we have a halacha of suffic brachas. So which is better? Saying suffic brachas, don't make the bracha? Or putting yourself into a situation where you mechayev bracha, even though it's really technically in a tzricha. So he's of the opinion that making the bracha is the preferred way. Suffic asiya below bracha, yigram bracha shein a tzricha bevadai, nidon nidon shu imhuvo chodem birkas akisui. Shabavada yochol liftor bebracha zugam hamuva mibracha zakeiza who yigrom heshekadas bracha shein etzricha b'shem sofik bracha shrita so lo itach laniach avada liftor sasofik. Nearly the devarim shabiyado shabalatzos l'mikri gorim v'komoch l'mlami milhaka al pisvar zul l'chudei. But he's very into, he says, in here is asbo vada the brocha shein at shvich ubal limolik ha'im nomer lo tasa below brocha klal al matfei chomir einum var klal migorim brocha from shum sofik asiyah below brocha yigrom brocha shein at shvich ubavadai. But it says if it's a brocha shein at shvich ubavadai, they're not, you're going to need on the done shum ubakorim brocha sakisa shavada yachol liftor brocha zugam amuvam brocha sakisa yigrom.
other words, if it's going to be a vade bracha shenet tzricha, then I understand, then maybe not. But if it's not a vade bracha shenet tzricha, so then he'd rather you a suffolk bracha shenet tzricha and a suffolk where you have to make the bracha, he'd rather you make the bracha. Because making, not doing a mitzvah with a bracha, that's why I was... yeah, I'll... So one second. So... He says, "Misha berach l'shchit, gom l'shchit ha'sa, v'chakach hivil lo od l'shchot, ben kodem kisei berach, v'zizu v'lo v'shein tzorech kisei." Yeah, and then he says, "When huva kodem berkas ha'kisei, lo yasich daito, sh'arei b'chui hu l'varach l'chassas b'yad." Okay, those are, you have to see the whole thing, but that's what the Ben Ish Chai is into. That by Berkas Nedin.
Yeah. You eat a cookie. I said, "This is the only cookie I'm going to eat." And 2 minutes later, he said, "I'll take one of my life. I have to eat another one."
Right.
Where do you draw the line there?
Yeah. So should he make it into a bracha, go outside and make it? Okay.
So, the shechita, you can also be yotzei shvi'a gaona. You can get another shochet.
Yeah, but that's not so easy. Right.
That's the easiest solution.
Okay, but this is a fascinating idea that, you know, like the minhag is the minhag, and, you know, some people are very into, you know, there's this shita, there's that shita, there's a double sof.